TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leoni, and this is TEDx Shorts. J.C. Reese is an author, activist, and vegan who isn't asking anyone to stop eating meat. Instead, he wants to drastically reduce the environmental harm and animal cruelty caused by large-scale animal farming by eating meat that's grown in a lab. Scientists have been culturing meat in laboratories for a couple of decades now, and the field of companies investing in what the industry is calling clean meat has exponentially grown in recent years. But are you ready to eat meat grown in a lab and not on a farm?
Full disclosure, I'm a vegan. I'm even the preachy vegan who tells everyone I meet about the problems of animal farming because I really do think it's one of the most important issues of our time. But my mistake, and the mistake of other food advocates, has been trying to fix these issues solely by telling you personally to go vegan, vegetarian, or to reduce your meat consumption. We need a bigger, better solution for our broken food system. Now, you might wonder if our country has at least switched from factory farming to more humane practices. I grew up in rural Texas. I spent a lot of time around farmed animals lounging on green pastures. Back then, I thought all farmed animals lived that way. The most powerful tool we have is innovation. The amazing thing is that we don't have to give up meat, dairy, or eggs to end animal farming. Think about it. What's meat? It's fat, protein, water, and trace minerals. All of these ingredients are readily available in the plant kingdom. They're just not assembled in the architecture of meat. That's what a cow does. But a cow also does a lot of stuff we don't need. She grows hair, teeth, bones. She walks around. She breathes, thinks, and feels. So what if we assemble these ingredients ourselves with a more efficient, ethical process? That's the approach of companies like Beyond Meat, Hungry Planet, and Impossible Foods. They've already succeeded in making a beef burger made from plants. Many consumers can't even tell the difference. Today, they're just perfecting that product and scaling up the process to lower costs and widen distribution. But you might be thinking, not all beneficial technologies are widely adopted, right? So what if something goes wrong? What if the technology is fully developed, but perceived as just another food for vegetarians? Or what if an irresponsible company lets their product get contaminated, leading to a cascade of negative press that cripples the industry? With conventional meat, we see contamination scandals all the time. But for a young industry like clean meat, it could be fatal. It's like self-driving cars, where the industry needs to be especially careful about collisions, despite having an overall better safety record. So what social change will we see on our way to an animal-free food system? The biggest one is a shift beyond the individual and towards institutional change. Like I said earlier, advocates have thus far focused heavily on one-by-one diet change. But I believe that we'll see the biggest changes happen with changes to institutions like businesses, governments, nonprofits, and society as a whole. There's a lot of evidence that this strategy is more effective. Last year, I was at a protest calling for a restaurant chain to reform its animal welfare policies. Just basic stuff like choosing healthier breeds of chickens or having windows in the chicken sheds. A pedestrian walked up and thanked me profusely for helping these poor animals. I told him he was welcome to join us, as bystanders sometimes do. And he said, "Oh, no, I can't. I'm not a vegetarian." I insisted that he was welcome to join us without being vegetarian. We were just calling for better treatment for these animals. But he was unconvinced. He saw vegetarianism as a prerequisite to helping farmed animals, because advocates have conflated the two for so long. If we had instead used an institutional framing, that bystander might have joined us and maybe become vegetarian along the way. This strategy also helps people avoid what psychologists call the collapse of compassion, the feeling of apathy that comes when we encounter a big problem without clearly seeing a big solution. The institutional framing puts that solution, changing society as a whole, front and center in our messaging. Virtually no movements from environmentalism, children's rights, anti-slavery, feminism, to anti-war movements have succeeded with the heavy individual focus that we see in the farmed animal movement. Consumer advocacy like boycotts have succeeded when used as tools for institutional change, but failed when treated as an end goal. Simply the idea that there are humane ways to raise and kill animals for food is a huge roadblock, even if you just oppose factory farming. Fortunately, the future is bright. Today, we're at an inflection point where the moral reasons to change our food system are very compelling. Technology is on its way, and excellent alternatives are already here, and advocates are wising up to more impactful strategies. It's incredibly empowering to have this wealth of evidence available from history, psychology, and elsewhere to analyze using the effective altruism perspective. Ultimately, that evidence suggests that we can achieve a truly humane food system if we strive towards the end of animal farming. You can stand on the right side of history and play a role in this exciting movement, whether it's by starting a business like a local restaurant or a clean meat company, becoming an activist, making a donation, or simply sharing content on social media. You can, of course, also participate as a conscious consumer, but keep in mind that your own diet choice is just one of many ways to have an impact.
J.C. Rees is a writer, social scientist, and the author of The End of Animal Farming. The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Oxford, Mississippi. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx University of Mississippi. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.
PRX.